Hello, 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 hello. Hello to you, my listener. Thank you very much for tuning in again on episode 8 on, of course, I can now say, your favorite podcast, the Cordial Podcast, by the young man himself, the young man who can't really make jokes. Yeah. Mungai Kaongoi. You probably don't know my full names, but we will stick to Mungai Kaongoi, because why would you want to know my full names? Are you the government? I don't have any tax to pay at this moment, so please. Can you stop asking for my English name? Please. Stop asking for my English name, because please. Anyway, if you want to know it, you know the only right way is to send something. It is to send something. Yes, Tumakitu, my friend. Tumakitu, you will know the name. Anyway, welcome very much to another episode. Welcome to another week, another day, to have another conversation. I hope episode 7 was a relief to you from our previous, you know, 6 episodes where we've been diving in a lot on, let me just call it, deep stuff, because they were really deep, and there are conversations that we need to have them more, because 20 minutes can't just solve, you know, such kind of conversations. And of course, I agree with you guys that such conversations need to be had with a group of people, you know. And I'm trying as much as possible to try and get guests. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to carry out that part of pre-production. But yeah, it is coming. And so yeah, I hope episode 7 was a breather. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed a bit of, I played a bit with some reactions. I was really trying to see if that can work, but anyway, that was a success. I'm thankful to everyone who listened and is still listening until now. I am grateful. I would lie to you. 8 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, I didn't think I would be here, you know, recording the 8th podcast. No, sorry, the 8th episode, and we are here. And so we're grateful to God because of that simple fact. And today, we are going to try as much as possible not to dive in much into speaking a lot of English. But anyway, before that, happy new month to every one of you. Happy new month. This is the month of love. What kind of love, you may ask? What is love? What is love? Yes, what is love? I know what you're thinking right now. You're having thoughts. Please don't. Let me just say that yesterday, the 1st of February, I tweeted, welcome to the month of love. Welcome to the month of love. But prioritize loving yourself first. The rest are sideshows. See, they are sideshows. For sure. Because, you know, when you learn to love yourself, and love isn't sweet, as always, it is tough. Most of the time, actually. Love is tough. Love is you looking at yourself with self-reflection and with a purpose, to understand that everything that you're doing is out of love. And if you're able to do that with yourself, then you can contaminate others. Yes, you can contaminate others with with your love. Yeah, and at the end of the day, you will create a community where love is appreciated, where love is actually carried out each and every second of your lives. But anyway, we are not talking about love, but we are saying, as this is the month of love, please love yourself first. Jiweke wa kwanza. Okay, jiweke wa kwanza, because there is no one else who will put you first more than yourself. Right? True? Yes. If we can agree on that, then we can all agree that February 14th, tutakuwa Twitter, tutakuwa tunachukua tu screenshots, tukicheka, because we have nowhere to go. Hakuna mahali tunaenda. Because what is the reason? Ah, of course. What else? Economy, my guy. Economy. Yeah. Mambio mfinyafinya nini? Mfinyafinya keyboard za computer mtalipwa in dollars. Dollars zitatokea out of nowhere. Imagine that's your president telling you, just press on your computer. Just press them. You know, dollars will come. Not even Kenyan shillings. Dollars. Imagine. But anyway, if you're having somebody on the 14th of February, please, by all means, please enjoy your time. Don't listen to us who are on the internet, your online in-laws. Don't look at posts on that day or the previous day. Do not, please, if you have to take a social media break for the day before and the actual day and the day after, please do. Because the internet will be wild, as we always know. But this is another year that that Mungai is not celebrating Valentine's. Hey, my God. I wonder. Hey, my Lord. Anyway, that's another story for another day. I think we will have to create an episode for that. But anyway, today, let me just jump in straight to what I wanted to talk about. I didn't want to talk about anything serious, but as I was writing down what I wanted to talk about and the view from my perspective and my experiences for the past years and also a couple of weeks back, when you write down, it becomes serious. And so I don't know. I'll try as much as possible to sound lively as the other episode. I think I loved episode 7 because I was laughing a lot. Niliambiwa, I was laughing a lot. And I don't know. That was me. That was me actually just having fun. And I loved it. And I hope I can create more episodes like that. But anyway, as you were saying, today we're going to talk about movies. Movies, yeah. Movies and some scripts. I don't know what you know by scripts. For us people who've studied communication, there's a unit we took called screenwriting. And when I was taking it, I actually got to understand a bit more of how movies work and how, you know, these things work in general. You know, because for us, it's more of, We're just looking at movies. We're just there to probably pass time, to probably just enjoy watching people, you know, talk and all that. But when I was taking this particular unit, I got actually to know, to understand and to appreciate what goes on before the production, during the production and the post-production of such, you know, of this movies series, you know, and most probably, and most importantly, movie scripts. And so, you know, when we're talking about movies and series, I don't know what type of movies you watch. I don't know what kind of interest you have or what kind of series you like being glued to watch on your computers or your TVs, what were Netflix, what were Hulu, what were Disney Plus. I don't know what exactly you love, because I know by now, if you know how to click on a link and go and listen to a podcast, then I'm sure you can define what kind of the genre you like watching about. And so for me, of course, I am not going to talk about you, because I do not know what exactly you like watching, but for me, I'm going to talk about for me. And the movies I love watching and series revolve around investigative, you know, the administration kind, you know, the the governments, you know, how these people handle government and then say the psychology kind of movies, you know. And I'll give examples actually for the psychology ones. I don't know if you've watched The Mentalist. It's an old one, by the way, a couple of seasons. It's an old one, but I loved it. It's called The Mentalist. It's really, really good. I don't know if you watched it, but yeah. And for the others, when it comes to movies of investigative, I love the series on, not series, but sequel of The Equalizer by Denzel Washington, of course. Ah, I love that man. I idol that man because, hey, you know, it is just recently that I learned of his age, of his actual age. And some of the movies that I watched when I was a kid, his age when you... that guy is old. But he's actually... It sounds funny to say that you idolize a person, but I just love his work. I love the kind of movies he's brought into, the kind of scripts he actually actualizes them, and the character he's given, you know. And even before that, there's other series that I love watching. I've been recently I got NCIS. This is also an old one, which started in the early 2000s, like, I don't know, probably 2001. Yeah, that whole sequel of NCIS, you know, there's NCIS Los Angeles by LL Cool J. There's Hawaii 5-0. I've watched, actually, Hawaii 5-0 is my favorite series of all time because I've watched it 3 times. 10 seasons. Hey! I've watched it. But anyway, these are the kind of series and movies I love watching because I love reading people's minds. I don't know. These kind of movies give me probably a way to understand people and how they deal with things and how they answer things. And I sit down and I actually see of how whoever was writing the script had a really, 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 a really mind-blowing idea. Because when you listen to the words that these people actually speak, that these people actualize in their characters, when you look at the character development of each and every person who's been brought up into the movies and series, you actually get to appreciate that these people don't just come and act and then they're paid. No. They're there to show something. They're there to actually give, you know, a view of how some kind of life is. When you look at a series like Designated Survivor, I love that series. But hey, only 3 seasons. Those guys are funny. I don't know why they decided to do that. But you know, you see how the president works, how these people create policies, and how they must, you know, show everyone that they are in together. You know, there's betrayal and all that. And when you look at all these things, you get to appreciate that there is life. Mm-hmm. There is life everywhere. I love, as I've said, I love watching these kind of movies because, I don't know, they kind of give me a hope that maybe I will be better at my communication. I'll be better at my thinking capacity, my critical thinking also, because I have seen the change it has made in me when I decided to purpose on just watching movies that can actually make you think, you know, not just be there, enjoy, you know, because my guilty pleasure in watching is in reality shows, which I try as much as possible to see if I can learn something from it. Well, you can learn about interactions of people, but you don't know. People say they are scripted. Some others say they're not scripted. But whatever the case, I try as much as possible to make it a learning experience to everything that I watch. And as I'm talking about this, I've said it in the previous episodes that I have been reading, and I actually took up another book. The name is If You Want to Write by one Brenda Yuland, and it's actually a funny name to call a book, If You Want to Write, because if you want to write, it looks like a kindergarten book, or sounds like a kindergarten book. But it actually, I am in chapter 5 or 4. It's like a 200 page book, but I'm in chapter 4 and 5, and I'm learning a lot about how the mind works in terms of writing. And you know, it's still at chapter 5, but it's the introduction, because the writer says that people are really discouraged when it comes to writing. In yourself, you can feel you want to write, but because of how life has been and experiences have been, you have this critic in your mind telling you, no, it won't be as good. You have all these experiences you've had since your childhood, and you're like, no, it won't be good enough for this kind of people. It is you now trying to figure out who your audience will be. You know, even if you're just writing a simple text message to someone, or a paragraph at 3 a.m. 3 a.m. But anyway, yeah. And so this particular writer actually talks of there's one thing I was really mind blown about, and it's idleness. Yes, when you know, of course, when somebody mentions that name, idleness, you obviously have a negative perspective to it. But to her, she says that idleness can be taken positively when it comes to writing. That you can use idleness for your own creativity to be developed. Because every time you have a thought of writing something down, that thought is the start of creativity. Like, this is an idea, so you have to create a line of thoughts for it to actually get down on paper, or, you know, a canvas if you're drawing. And it really hit me when she said that we actually have to appreciate these moments that we take to think, these moments that we take to sit down and actually think about what we want to write about. Because she says that if you take this time seriously, then you'll realize it doesn't take 1 minute or 5 minutes to sit down and actually process your thoughts on the idea that you just had. It will take hours. Some might even take half a day or a whole day to think about it, you know. And it is very, very, very important for you to actually take that time, because in that time, then you build up what is that idea. And you see, that is idleness. You're idle, but your mind is working. So you get. And so when we're talking about this idleness, I was here sitting and wondering, when I was trying to start this podcast, I was really idle, but my idleness was for 2 years. That one I will regret. But when I decided to actually sit down and record an episode, however much my thoughts were all over the place at first, I knew at the back of my mind what type of content I wanted to do when I'm recording myself talking. I knew that kind. And so that kind of idleness really breeds creativity for everyone. And so you must take it seriously. You know, when you're thinking about those movies, who wrote them? Who wrote the scripts? They actually sat down and processed their ideas and what kind of movie they would want to do, to write about, and the type of characters that they would develop, and the perfect or the close to perfect people they would use to bring out that character, you know. And by the way, this I was recently rewatching the Equalizer sequel, and there's Equalizer 2, and Denzel tells this young black kid who's, of course, facing that issue of either going to school or joining a gang, but he says he has a talent for drawing, he has a talent for, you know, art and all that, and he tells him, you know, your talent might get you money. Your talent will actually get you money, might actually get you money, because of course we are all after money, but in terms of school, the knowledge that you get from these interactions that you get in school and, you know, during that time that you're studying, that knowledge will help you keep that money. And that really hits me, because of course you can be out here and saying I love singing, so I will sing and sing and sing and sing, but if I don't know how to interact with people, if I don't know how to realize life and its systems that have been set in place in the world, then I'm going to lose all of it, however much good I am in singing. And that hit me, because that made me realize that you're supposed to live in the present. Live in the present, guys, because there's a thief, commonly known as fantasy. It's a thief. It steals your actual potential from achieving what you want, because fantasy makes you really be in a cage of the future. You get, like, you're always in the future thinking of how you will be driving this, thinking of how you should be living some other kind of life. Me, I suffer from it by the end. I'm trying as much as possible to be running away from such kind of thoughts, because I just realized it doesn't help. Because when you're always thinking about your future, you're actually destroying your present, because you'll start forming a kind of hatred to your present nature, and wondering, why am I not in the future? Every time you'll be thinking, why am I not in the future? Or you might be one person who is always thinking about the past and how some decisions you made, if you only could go back, you know, and and change them, like me. But it also steals your present and also your future, because once you're tied back that chain to your past, then there's really no hope for you to actually succeed. So learn to live in the present. Learn to take everything that comes, you know, as an opportunity for you to succeed, because there is no other way to live than to be in the present. Work on your present. Work on your thoughts that are present. Otherwise, don't be in the future too much. Don't be in the future or in the don't be in the past too much. Just appreciate them and know that there is time for everything. And so I'll have to cut short our episode, because time, what I had actually written down was a lot. I'm just realizing right now that I had written a lot which needs to be covered in another episode, but I am grateful that you've been here. I am grateful that you've taken your time to listen. I hope today's episode has actually made you realize that decisions that you make on what you want to watch, what you want to do with your life, are actually based on you. And even as we start a new month, please, purpose in your life, purpose in your actions, purpose in your thoughts, to be in the present. There's no other way to live. Be in the present. And so thank you for listening in. This is obviously the Cordial Podcast by Mungai Kangongoi. Yes, this is the Cordial Podcast by Mungai Kangongoi. Thank you for listening in. It has been a pleasure. I hope to see you, or I hope we will meet again next weekend. And this is a goodbye. Have a blessed week, have a blessed day, and definitely a blessed month. Goodbye.